From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Charafi el-Mudan was killed last week. He said the man had direct links to an alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris. In another development, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State fighters.
Losing this dam is significant because it denies ISIL an important logistics route between the Manbij pocket and Raqqa.
The dam, held by Islamic State since last year, helps generate electricity for large parts of northern Aleppo province. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported that Abadi was in Ramadi but offered no other details. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places on New Year's Eve. The arrest happened Sunday and Monday after searches near Brussels and Liège turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda materials. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. This is VOA News.